Yo, today's QOD is action cures fear. Here we go. Welcome back to the Quote of the Day Show. I'm your host, Sean Croxton of SeanCroxton.com. We got our main man, Les Brown, back on the show today. And today he's going to encourage you to face your fears, because there's not going to be that day when you wake up and the fear is going to be gone. The way to make the fear go away is to take action on the things that scare you. Les Brown's coming up.
I used to have a tremendous inferiority complex about speaking before people that I felt had more going for them than I did. Because I'm not college trained, I used to feel that college people were the most intelligent people on the planet, and there was nothing I had to say for them. And what will they listen to me for? That's the way I felt. And so I had to visualize myself speaking before them, speaking before various audiences that had more going for them than I did, and realize and appreciate my own value, and that I was a worthwhile person, even though I didn't have the money, I didn't have the education that they had. So part of the process is seeing yourself, being worthy, being capable, having what you need to make you a worthwhile person, and that you're more than able, and that you deserve to be listened to, or you deserve to have that dream and that passion and whatever it is that you see and envision there. You've got to see it in your mind's eye and know that you've got what it takes. Repeat after me, please. I must see.
In my mind's eye.
See myself. Confronting my fears.
Handling my fears.
I'm more than able. Shake somebody's hand on your right and left and say, you got the right stuff. It's good to know you got the right stuff. David Schwartz says, action cures fear. See, when you take some action, when you start imagining the worst possible scenario and then you move on and do something, then that begins to ignite the death of fear in your life experience. As opposed to being immobilized by it, you are energized by it. If you accept yourself as you see yourself beyond your fears, then you don't accept yourself as a victim, but you begin to see that you are more important than any fear that you have, that you're more powerful than any fear that you have. What most people do is they make their fear more powerful than they are. They make their fear more powerful than their dreams are. And that's what you don't want to do. Don't make your fear more powerful than your dreams or your passion or whatever you want to begin to create in your life experience. You've got to make you and what you want more powerful. Eleanor Roosevelt said this. She said, I believe that anyone can conquer fear by first doing three things. Do it once to demonstrate, to prove to yourself that you can do it. Do it the second time to see whether or not you like it. And then do it again to see whether or not you want to keep on doing it. By the time you get to the third step, you're already through that fear and you've handled it most effectively. Here's something else I want you to look at in terms of fear. Begin to know and accept yourself as the person to do what it is that you want to do, and whatever you have to get past, if it's fear, if it's procrastination, whatever it is, that you're not going to allow that to stop you, that you're going to get past that, that you're going to move on, that you're going to confront that, that you're going to conquer that. Because what most people do is they hide out behind fear. See, if you don't see yourself as deserving what you want, you can hide out behind that fear. Use all kinds of excuses to keep from venturing out into the real arena of life. Jack Reed said, when you realize that we are utilizing only a very small percentage of our potential, that thought itself can drive us past any fear. So decide as you look at your life, as you look into the future and say, what fears am I holding on to? What fears that I'm allowing to imprison me, that's keeping me from breaking out, that's keeping me from living up to my true potential, that's keeping me from really being happy, that's keeping me from having a sense of adventure and excitement in my life? What's keeping me from controlling my destiny? See, when you accept yourself and you accept fear as a fact, that means that it's something that happens. It's something that you're going to experience, but it is not a force to hold you back. It doesn't have any special power other than that you give it. So you accept the fact that you are afraid, and then you move on anyhow. You move on past it, and you do whatever you've got to do.
That was Les Brown. His website is lesbrown.com. You can check out today's entire talk on an audio program. You can find it at audible.com. It is called The Courage to Live Your Dreams. All right, my friend, we got like a two-parter coming up starting tomorrow. We got Steve Harvey, then Inky Johnson, who are going to talk about trusting the process. So if you're going through it right now, you're going through the obstacles, just remember that they're part of the process. I'll see you tomorrow. I'm out. Peace.